Ladies and gentlemen, it's James from WeDoTech.net, and today we're going to talk about Bioshock 2, the early impressions. Now, I think I ran about 3 hours into this game, and already there's been some really nice surprises and a lot of interesting improvements from the original Bioshock. And one of them is the fact that you're playing as a big daddy this time round, and the whole way of combat has pretty much changed. You know, you can't run around, you know, and jump around as actively as you could before, because you're in this big bodysuit, so you are pretty restricted to your movements. Secondly, you get to use that pneumatic drill that's attached to your body, and it is a real delight to see it in work. Now, that runs on fuel, which needs to be topped up pretty consistently. But that's not just it. You can also get guns as well. And one of the guns I actually have is very similar to the gun, that improvised gun that's been made by that guy in No Country for Old Men, where he shoots those big iron rods through the door. So we've got that as well. And it's just a very, very, very good looking game. I mean, if you loved the steampunk art style of the first one, you're really going to love the second one, because what's basically happened is a lot of Rapture sort of been underwater for, internal workings of Rapture has been underwater as well for a set number of time, and you're starting to see that coral and all sorts of sort of reef life has now attached itself to the walls, and that brings some spectacular visuals. And then of course you get to go outside as the Big Daddy and walk through the sea, and that really is, the first time you see that, something quite special. You'll see really sort of water, rotten corpses around where you can search for money, cash, Eve upgrades, the whole works. And just to see everything underwater and the movement of objects going past you in the water, it's been really well paid off. Now, we have the PC version here, and, you know, I've been lately just playing a lot of PC games because of the new PC that we got here at the WeDoTech office, and I love it to bits, I really do. And this game will work totally fine on a GeForce 6900, even though the specs are around about 79, it does play fine on a 6900. And when I get the 9800 GTX DDR3 card, it's going to run even better. So, highly recommended for PC gamers. This game really is absolutely superb, and you won't be disappointed here. You really won't. It's an absolute piece of polish. So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for something to take you away from the standard, boring, monotonous first-person shooter, then Bioshock 2 definitely has it. And I love the way the story progresses through picking up the tapes that you find. And obviously you get more out of the story if you try and find them all. And that's one of the things I love about the game, because you do, you know, you love the environment that you're in so much that you just simply want to take your time investigating and looking everywhere to get the most out of the game, which is kind of delaying our review a little bit, but it's one of those things. Anyway, that's my opinions on Bioshock 2 for the time being. Full review coming soon at www.wedotech.net. Until next time, I've been James Dwyer Ireland. I'll see you later.